This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mayor Kara Spencer. And a lawnmower.
Alderwoman Tyus made a good point. We should thank these guys right here that are working to restore power. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you. I know you all, this is just an incredible, we all can see how we're coming together. And, you know, we often do fight. We can get back to that sometime soon, I'm sure. But we are acting in unison. It is important. I also want to recognize that there have been gaps. There will be gaps. Let us know where we're not hitting the mark. We want to be present. We want to do everything we can to support our communities. We're here. We're ready to get to. We're ready to continue the work. A couple of quick announcements that you know. This morning, FEMA is on the ground doing evaluations with us to ensure that we're moving that process forward. The National Guard came in yesterday to help us conduct the necessary evaluations to make those asks. We're moving forward with that. And we have a robust team that looks a lot bigger than what you see even here. That is back at police headquarters at SEMA, working around the clock to get the processes and the procedures and the response in place to be able to serve the community. I also know you all have a lot of questions regarding the sirens, okay? And I want to go through that before we take questions. As you all know from my press briefing yesterday, last night, that we placed our SEMA commissioner on leave. And we released the documents and the recordings related to the calls as they were related to the siren failure, okay? This is pending, the leave is pending a full investigation into the actions of our city emergency management agency on Friday. We know that there was a failure to sound the tornado alarms. After learning of the failure of the sirens, I immediately ordered an internal investigation. The initial focus was focused on correcting the immediate action to make sure that this didn't happen again. We did this by changing the siren protocol and clearly placing the responsibility of activating the sirens with the fire department. However, as that investigation continued, it became increasingly clear that there was not just one issue, there were multiple. I had directed my staff to initiate an external investigation to fully explore this and other potential issues. Friday afternoon, SEMA staff were at a workshop at 1520 Marketplace. They were not in SEMA headquarters, despite where the actual button is located, despite the weather issues that we knew were coming. This meant that our SEMA staff could not activate the button. When the warning was issued by the National Weather Service, the fire department was contacted by SEMA. At that point, there was a breakdown in communication. The directive to activate the sirens was not clear. This cannot happen when a tornado is ripping through our community. Our safety depends on clear and direct communication. We did release the audio recording to the public last night. Let me be clear, SEMA exists to alert the community when severe weather is coming. This office failed to do that in the most horrific and deadly storm that our city has experienced in my lifetime. We also know that our commissioner has served in goodwill, but we cannot move forward without providing accountability, ensuring that we have a robust emergency management system in place to provide confidence in the system that we have to ensure that our residents will be alerted in times of severe weather. Starting tonight, Captain John Walk with the fire department will lead SEMA, our local emergency management system, until a permanent commissioner is installed. Wednesday morning, an additional incident management response support team will be provided by the Metro West Fire Protection District Chief Michael Thiemann. Thiemann was a team manager of the Missouri Regency Incidents Response Team during the 2022 flood. And he did an excellent job, and he'll do an excellent job for us here moving forward. Following the failure to activate the sirens, I signed an executive order Tuesday morning to overhaul the sign activation protocol. Under the new protocol, the fire department alone will be responsible for activating the siren. The siren system to be activated is at the primary activation point at the fire department headquarters, okay? Yesterday, you know that we issued a testing of the siren. At that point, we learned that there were further issues with that system. We took action immediately to fix those issues, and we now have somebody from the fire department located at SEMA 24 hours a day to push that button should we need it, while we ensure that the fire department can activate that system flawlessly moving forward. We will be conducting additional tests today at noon to ensure that the system is working. We know that testing the system is traumatic, and we wouldn't do it if we did not believe that it was absolutely necessary to ensure that our system is working well. To that end, I will take questions. I want to also offer questions to the rest of the folks standing behind me, but I want to be very clear that the system and its failures are my responsibility, and I will take all questions related to those issues.
How concerned are you, given what you've learned from the investigation, about where the activation system stands? Is there a disappointment? Is there more shock, stunned, both?
I'm a bit shocked and disappointed, but I also want to be clear that I am confident in what we have done over the last 48 hours to ensure that we can reliably activate the system should we need to. I have been shocked, and I remain shocked, and frankly a bit horrified by the issues in the system, okay? But I am also very confident that we can activate the system when and if it's necessary in the coming days, weeks, months, years ahead. We also have a plan in place and funding that we had allocated a year and a half ago to automate this system.
So during that phone call, has anyone asked the other person on the other end of that phone call what they heard, if it was clear or unclear in this investigation?
I don't know what that person has indicated as a response, but what I will say is that it was not clear. It should have been crystal clear. A directive should have been made specifically to that person to sound the alarm. And it was not crystal clear. It's also clear to me that the button at the fire department was not working as it should have been. So regardless of that directive, that alarm system was not working in the way it should have been.
Can you speak about before?
And I will. Let me also just clarify that. Testing of the fire system, the alarm system, falls under SEMA. Okay, and we need to, and now that we are fully vetting and testing this with a robust system and a robust team that includes emergency management professionals from around the state to ensure that it does operate flawlessly. It did not operate flawlessly before.
We talked about that button not being pressed, Mayor, but can you tell us?
I promise I will answer all questions, okay? I really will. I'm not going to go anywhere.
Was the fire department aware of its secondary responsibilities to sound the siren, and should the button at the fire department have been tested before yesterday? Because the protocol is actually that fire department is the primary, so why weren't they aware that their button wasn't working?
It's a great question, Rachel. I cannot speak to whether or not the fire department knew that the button didn't work. They should have been aware of that. We are taking every step possible to ensure that they are informed and know, and that the testing is conducted in a way that all parties involved in the protocol will know moving forward.
Post-dispatch.
Yes.
So when Russell called the fire department, did the fire department push the button, or they didn't understand that they were supposed to, whoever the call was?
It's my understanding that when Russell called the fire department, the direction was not clear. I listened to the recording. My takeaway was that the direction was not clear. It did not direct the person on the other end to press the fire button. And it's my understanding that the button was not pushed. It's also my understanding that had the button been pushed, it did not work the way it should have.
So the sirens didn't go off at all?
It's my understanding that the sirens did not go off as they should have.
Mayor, citywide.
It is my understanding that the sirens did not go off as they should have citywide.
Mayor, I've been out in the community, I've been talking to people, a lot of frustrated people, a lot of folks feeling a sense of hopelessness. When can they expect to hear from FEMA directly about their issues? And what message would you send to residents out there who are out of their homes wanting to hear something? What do you tell those people?
What I will tell them, FEMA is on the ground right now working with us to do evaluations. Bringing FEMA in, it's my understanding, is not going to be a quick process. We are doing everything in our power. I am confident that the state is doing everything in our power, and all elected officials at every level here are doing everything they can to make that process as quick as possible.
KMOX,
was the fire department's button tested the day before the tornado on Thursday when the test was happening? Did the fire department, did they test their button as well before the sirens go off?
I want to make sure that that question is answered definitively, and it is part of our internal and external investigation. We will get an answer to that definitively. I don't want to speculate now. I do not know the answer definitively right now.
How long has that button been broken?
I also want to answer that question, and that will be part of our both internal and external investigation. I cannot answer it definitively, and the public deserves a definitive answer on that. We will get it.
So Mayor, we've been talking about
Greg and Spectrum.
Mayor, the recording doesn't necessarily make it clear that it was Russell. I mean, it was her, but did the person on the other end of the line know that was Commissioner Russell who was calling?
It's not clear to me from listening to the recording that person knew who was calling either as of right now. So I can't answer that definitively, and I haven't spoken to that person, nor has that person definitively addressed that question. But I think it's a good question, and we will look into answering it.
So when Russell says, so you've got the sirens, and she says yes, doesn't know that she's hearing that from the commissioner of
I don't know the answer to that, and we should get an answer to that. I don't have it definitively right now.
Why was the SEMA commissioner out of his office? Why was the SEMA commissioner out of the office at a workshop when we knew that there were storms coming that day? We talked a lot about the buttons. When people are wanting to know why was that person out of position and not in position, to sound that alarm.
I don't know the answer to that other than what I have been told, that SEMA and their staff were conducting a workshop at 1520. As I mentioned in my press release, We knew there was weather coming. We should have been at the button. Okay? And I don't know why that decision was made. I don't agree with that decision.
Mayor, what do you say to the public? There are people asking, you know, we didn't hear anything, you know, as we've been talking. They're hurting. They're devastated, obviously, as we all are. How do you provide hope to these people who are literally, like you all have said, on social media and saying so many things? How do you provide hope to them when they feel like there is none?
Here. What's clear to me in this investigation regarding our siren is not one thing. It's a host of things. It's like pulling back an onion. We have systemic failure across so many systems here. And we have a robust team that is unified in fixing this. We have our state. We have professionals from across the region who have descended upon our city, who are at police headquarters right now in the community, who are committed to fixing this. And I am confident, and I do have hope, and I do have confidence that we, as a unified city, are going to fix the systemic issues one by one, and we are going to make our emergency response work for our community, and we are going to respond to this calamity to address the needs of our community and to rebuild our city.
I know St. Charles County has an emergency operating system where they actually can remote the siren. And they require those individuals to be inside the building when a storm does come. Is that something that you all may consider, protocol, changing that?
We are considering that protocol. We are looking at best practices. We are also looking at automating the system so there is no human error that can take place.
Could additional personnel changes be made depending on the outcome of the investigation?
That's a personnel issue. I will say that as the result of our internal investigation, which has been fairly robust given the circumstances and that we are juggling the response and the investigation at the same time, I will say that I am confident in the team we have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
There is going to be an external investigation. We are still evaluating options on that, but an external investigation will be part of this. Yes. I'll speak to this last question first. That is a personnel procedure. It is a procedure that is required under city law. That is the procedure that we were advised that we have to take as a matter of personnel. Regarding why that robust system wasn't in place, I will say that we have taken every step to ensure that that never happens again. I agree with you that that should have not been the case. And I share your horror, and I can't feel your pain, but I am taking every step to ensure that it never happens again.
And also, like you said, the police, they have scanners. The fire department, they have scanners. You got the SEMA, they should have had a scanner since they couldn't be there. But I understand you test the thing right the day before. And
yes.
Something would have said, okay, let me have what I need with me. So I can't be by the button to tell whoever's supposed to be sitting there by the button.
Yes.
Because I was riding in the storm.
Yes.
And so I didn't hear nothing.
Yes.
Well, you know, because I heard it yesterday, the day before. So why am I not here today? So somebody should have a scanner with you all at all times, no matter if the fire department has what they need.
Yes.
The media is telling you every day, all day, about the weather. It should be breaking news. That's all.
Yeah, I agree with you. And we are continuing to fully investigate this and outline exactly what we're going to do, and we will share that with the public to ensure you that it is a robust system in place.
Yeah, that's actually a big picture in North City, big green addressed in general about Rams money, about repairs. Driving through and seeing the extensive amount of damage, are you confident that that it can be fixed? I mean, is there a path forward, do you think, with all of the damage? People like myself.
Mayor Kara Spencer is taking questions right now from media, and it sounds like she's also taking questions from citizens who are on the ground in North City after the tornado siren failure that occurred on Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.